Talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We're going to have some fun today. Hey, all you great stewards out there, it's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. All right, we got a big show for today. I don't know, Lori, did you get to listen to Jill yesterday?
We did get to listen to part of it.
Oh, yeah, she's getting pretty comfortable over here.
She did a really good job.
Yeah, so anyway, we have Lori and Josh Campbell in the studio. As you guys all know, Lori's the big dog for Western Oklahoma, for especially Northwestern Oklahoma, for the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. They're all in here in their cowboy hats, and I'm wearing my Oklahoma Farm Bureau hat because it is the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Happy Cap Hour today, so all day long. So anyway, more with them coming up in the next segment. Currently, right now, it's warm. And so, 97 degrees. The hot spot is Altus at 99 degrees. 90 Arnett, home of these two that's in the studio with me. 90 at Beaver, and out here in the Texas Panhandle, I think it's even warmer. 94 at Canadian, 96 at Wellington, and 98 at Odell. They're not showing a heat advisory for anything west of I-35. I think we're chopped liver out here in Western Oklahoma, but I'll just put out the Today in Ag heat advisory. Drink plenty of water, wear sunblock, stay cool, and don't do anything you don't need to be done. It's just hot. It's going to be cooling down tomorrow. You can get back to your normal stuff tomorrow, but be careful out there, and we'll have your forecast for the Eastern Texas Panhandle off the West Texas Mesonet. Too much stuff going on. So let's get on with it. Actually, we got a lot of stuff to talk about today. Let me start off with the new Penny News is out, so you better hurry and go get your new Penny News. All the information that I give out during the show is in there. There's page, I didn't look, but page 4 usually is the Today in Ag page. Christmas in July is coming up next Saturday and Sunday, the July 7th and 8th. Be a great time out there. We'll have more about that coming up. But here's one of the big things I like, because it involves agriculture. Dust Bowl Days Farm and Ranch Festival is coming up, the third annual, coming up here pretty quick, July 14th through the 16th. And you guys, you don't want to miss this. Farm and Ranch Roundup will be at the City Park Rodeo Arena starting at 6. The Sarah High School FFA Calf Fry starts at 6 p.m. And then the free action pack show starts at 7 p.m. And then the roundup after party will be at the Sayre National Golf Course featuring Dean Jackson. And that is free. And the Nightliners food truck will be on site by the golf course clubhouse. No outside beverages will be allowed in that area right in there. So anyway, it's free. I mean, what else? Calf fry and a country and western band. What more can you ask for? Anyway, then the next day, the Dust Bowl Heritage Parade starts on Main Street at 10 a.m. Over 30 entries so far, and if you want to enter something in there, whether it's a bale of hay with a smiley face painted on it or whatever, they really would appreciate it. You can call Sherry Dameron about that. And then the park will be open with all these vendors and live music and tons of fun out there until 3 p.m. Free swimming and mini miniature golf, open mic set. Just come out there. If you're a singer or not, they'll have a blacksmith, the whole nine yards. And then I'll talk more about the Wild Plum Fest Jam Festival coming up pretty soon. First of all, let's get the markets out of the way. Let me update them. It's been a few minutes, and because these markets are changing every minute. Okay, corn for July, 580. September, 525. December 531. Soybeans for July, they're actually up today at 1465. August is 1365. Soybean meal for July, 490 cents. 400.90. $400.90. August 394.10. September 386.50. Soybean oil, July 6035. 5813 for August. And hard red winter wheat down again today. July 797. September 801. Oats for July 371. And September 385. I looked at the cash prices at the elevator for wheat a while ago. Looks like Altus, Brinkman, Carter, Lone Wolf, Hobart, all the area elevators are at $7.16 a bushel cash price. That's what I seen about 10 minutes ago. So I'll double check that. Oil's up. It's still under 70 barrels. At West Texas Intermediate is $69.82. Natural gas for August is at $2.69. The S&P is up. The Nasdaq's down. And the Dow's up. So, and the Japanese yen, everybody's favorite, is down today. I don't know anybody in Western Oklahoma. Do you guys own any? So, anyway, it's down again. So, all right, let's see what happened overnight. And we will. Grains and soybeans were a little changed in overnight trading last night as investors weigh in on hot, dry weather against the potential for rain in some areas, all while keeping an eye on tomorrow's acreage and grain stock reports that probably just came out approximately 11 minutes ago. Heat index values are forecast to top 110 in parts of several states, including Missouri, Arkansas, Louisiana, and Oklahoma. Little or no rain has fallen in southern Iowa, almost all of Missouri, and the southern two-thirds of Illinois in the past week, according to the National Weather Service precipitation page. That may change as thunderstorm warnings and watches have been issued. Kind of looking, I like in our forecast, it's showing we got some, especially in the northwest, got some good chances of rains coming up. Traders are also looking forward to tomorrow's planted acres report, which is today, which, like I said, came out probably about 10 minutes ago, and is expected to show U.S. farmers planted 91.9 million acres of corn, 87.7 soybean, 49.7 million with wheat, according to the Rutgers poll. The USDA's prospective plantings report earlier this peg, corn acreage is at 92, soybeans at 87.5, and wheat at 45.7. So everything's good there. Weather for our farm belt. Severe thunderstorms are expected in parts of northern Missouri and counties in southern Iowa and southeastern Nebraska, where they really are needing it. From the National Weather Service, winds are expected to gust up to 60 miles an hour and half-dollar size hail. Not CD size, but half-dollar size hail is possible. And wind damage to trees, roofs, and sidings very likely. Heat advisories have been issued for the rest of Missouri, along with eastern Kansas, parts of several other states, including Oklahoma, southern Illinois, and Indiana, and Louisiana, and parts of Texas. Heat indexes are expected to reach 109 in Missouri, and even southern Illinois, and much of eastern Oklahoma, and almost all of Louisiana. Excessive heat warnings have been issued as heat indexes are forecast to top 110 degrees today and again tomorrow. That's eastern Oklahoma. That's not western Oklahoma. We're just going to be 110 today. Tomorrow will be 101. We'll be fine. We're tough. We can handle it out there. At least we can feel the wind, which you, if you, whether you want to or not. Yesterday, my dry land corn, I went and looked at it last night with that high wind yesterday and that heat. Yesterday is the reason why they invented the blow dryer. Somebody got a great idea off the blow dryer, because my corn was bent over halfway, had a curl to it. I'm going to tell you, it looked pretty sad yesterday. So hopefully we get some rain coming up. Okay, well, let's take an Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. And we'll be right back after this with Lori and Josh Campbell.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All I was a teacher, and so I taught him in high school. What I always noticed about Mickey was what a leader he was. And part of it is because he's so willing to do the work himself. We had an incident this past December. We had the freeze in Mangum, had a pipe bust in the wall, and it's just a mess. And Gary called Mickey, and honestly, the plumber did arrive first, but Mickey and his daughter were right behind them. They brought tools, and they helped Gary clean out the bedroom, and they mopped the floor, they took the carpet up. And when they left, I told Gary, I said, we couldn't live in a better town because that would never happen anywhere else. And we're very thankful to have him. I'm Celia Nippert, and Gary and I use Mickey Lively because we know that when we have a need for our insurance, that Mickey and Farm Bureau will take good care of
it. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Your best selection of new Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs is at Doug Ray Ford and Sayre. Truckloads of new Fords are arriving daily, including Super Duty trucks, Broncos, Expeditions, and America's favorite F-150.
You guys rule.
Take the short drive to Sayre and save thousands. Or shop us online at DougRayFord.com. But hurry, they won't last long at these prices. And remember, as always, no hidden fees at Doug Ray Ford, where we make it easy to buy a car.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards Weekly Cattle Sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
SEI Agritech in Elk City is now an Oklahoma authorized distributor for Avanta Seeds, offering Avanta Seed in corn, forage sorghum, and milo. Advanta Seeds is focused on sustainable agriculture and providing farmers with quality seed. Advanta is now offering 0% financing through December 2023. So stop by SEI Agritech on South Randall or give Kent a call at 580-225-0317 for more details on Avanta Seeds. The future begins with the seed.
It was 30 years old. A gentleman brought in a 30-year-old ratchet that quit working, and they replaced it. No questions asked. 30 years old, and they replaced it. Just like that. Napa Auto Parts offers a lifetime warranty on all their tools. They stand behind their products, and they take care of the people who buy them.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hello, are you there? Yeah, there we are. Anyway, welcome back. We have out here in West Texas, let's go, I don't remember who she did yesterday. I'm going to go with Odell since they're the hottest in the state, actually, in Texas right now. It's 100 degrees there now. Heat index is at 103. And we have 31% humidity. Baling weather's done. Dew point 64. The winds are out of the southwest at 14 miles an hour with wind gusts up to 19. Peak gusts so far today, 26 miles an hour. 0.68 one-hundredths of an inch so far. They're a little dry down there. 8-inch soil temperature is 90 degrees. It is baking down there. So anyway. Currently here at Elk City at the Gabe Gadget Mezzanine Center, we have 92.5, 39% humidity. The winds are out of the, it's showing out of the east, but I don't believe that. Anyway, so that's what's going on here. In the studio with me is Miss Lori Campbell, or Mrs. Lori Campbell, but I always try to be respectful to the ranch ladies. Miss Lori Campbell and her son, Josh Campbell. Welcome to the show, Josh. Get up there and talk in that mic. Don't be all relaxed over there. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good, Jimmy.
How'd you end up with your mom coming up here? Or coming down here?
Well, I mean, I just asked her if I could go.
Oh, that's cool. This is the first time you've been in the studio, huh?
It would be.
All right, cool. And then, so, what do you do on the ranch? What's your chores?
Everything. Anything that mom and dad do.
Okay.
So, like, well, if they had a pink eye out in the pasture, I'm with them working on the pink eye.
What's your favorite thing?
Brandon.
Tell me why.
Well, I mean, number one, the smoke that comes from the Brandon iron.
There's not a smell like it, is there?
Stuck in your nostrils for a week.
Yeah?
And I just love it. It's so much fun getting to hang out with all the cowboys. It's awesome.
Right. And cowgirls. Don't forget cowgirls.
And cowgirls, yeah.
Yes. Don't forget mom. You look at her as a mom, but she's still a cowgirl.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what's your horse's name?
My horse's name is Blackie.
Because he's what, black?
Yeah, he's black.
Yeah. And what is he?
He is, isn't he a quarter horse?
Yeah. How old is he?
Oh, he'd be like 20 this year.
Oh, well, he's tame.
Besides the fact that
you're not even 20.
He bucked me off twice.
Oh, I want to hear this.
So I go in there. We had like a small bunch of 17 little calves.
Yeah.
We've been trying to get them for a while. I go in there, I rope one by 2 feet.
Yeah.
At first, and I drag him out, and Blackie, he goes, and he starts picking up the pace, and he just keeps going, and I don't check him up, and he gets straight towards this fence, and I bail. I don't find out what happens.
Oh,
next.
You didn't get bucked off. You bailed.
I bailed. He started bucking, and I bailed.
Oh, so what happened to that poor calf?
Well, the calf got loose.
Okay, good.
He's fine, I think.
Yeah. That's good.
He just didn't check his horse up when he got to the fire. He just popped his dally and didn't check his horse, and so his rope started going zzz, 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 and those old horses know what that means. It means you better get out of there.
Yeah. Well, how awesome is that? So what's been your most favorite moment on the ranch that you can remember? I know you're, how old are you anyway?
I'm 12 this year.
12? Okay. So what's been your most favorite moment on the ranch?
Man, there's so many.
There's got to be one that sticks out. Do you meet your first girlfriend on the ranch?
No. Man.
It's hard for him to pick between cowboying, hunting, fishing. There's a lot of good times up there.
Probably when Dad's horse reared up and it broke his rein and that horse ran off.
Oh, we're talking most funniest moments.
Oh, yeah. It's probably one of the funniest.
Anybody get this on camera?
Well, we have a picture of it.
This is awesome. Poor Dad. Hope he's not listening. So,
if he is, I'm in trouble when I get home.
Yes, you are. That's all right. Get on Blackie and just ride. Don't come back.
Yeah.
So you like to hunt fish, sounds like.
Yeah.
What's your favorite hunting? Deer? Quail?
Deer. Yeah, white-tailed deer.
I hear you guys got a bird dog.
Yes, Dad actually did buy a bird dog the other day.
So, well, you're in a good area to find some birds.
She found my croc the other day, too.
Oh, no, dude, I don't even want to talk about that.
Puppies are a little hard on shoes.
Oh, I know. I got a text in the middle of the show the other day. Your puppy got my sandal. Yeah, I know all about this. Anyway,
yeah.
It'll quit here in a couple of years.
Here in a couple of years, yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, so Miss Lori, welcome back to the show. It's been too long.
It has been too long. It's good to be here, Jimmy.
And you guys been busy with working calves, and I'm sure did you guys do a bunch of AIing this year?
Yeah, so we had to go through and preg check heifers last week, and you know how it is. There's never any shortage of things to do on the ranch.
No, there's not. And I asked him the question before the show. I always wondered on the big ranches. Do you guys even have a working chute on your ranch? And he informed me they did.
Yes, we actually feel very spoiled. It was just a few years ago that we upgraded and got a really nice set of pens at the headquarters and a nice chute, like hydraulic chute, really nice, and a nice lead up and tub and everything. And man, it's handy to have that. We were kind of working off a prefert head gate on a
trailer
post before that. Yeah.
Oh, I know. And that's, it's so nice to have especially when you're AIing, It's nice to have a good facility. You can get by with a lot of work. With you guys, you work your calves the easy way. Rope them back 2 feet, drag them over by the fire pit, you're done. How many people actually work around the fire pit when you're branding? Because it's been so long since I've been around a fire pit.
Well, for us, a lot of times it takes just as much help to get the cattle gathered because you're in big pastures. But it's nice if you can kind of have two guys roping at the same time. So that ends up being like 10-ish guys, you know, that know what's going on.
Right. What's your favorite part besides roping?
Oh, man. It's got to be.
Who's doing the cutting?
Dad. Dad can handle that.
Or on the ranch, it's always still Mr. Charles.
It is?
Yeah, he still cuts just about every bull calf that you bring to the fire.
Oh, cool. And I know, well, I guess I already asked you. You like Brandon.
I do like Brandon.
And you like that smell.
I love
and
that
you smell like it for, you said a week. I think it's more like a month.
Yeah.
You get that. Just get it up in your nostril and it just stays there. Anyway.
And you brand the next bunch the next week and you're like, oh, man, it's still there.
what's happening on the ranch right now? Just every day.
Yeah, we have had a few isolated bunches that have picked up a little bit of pink eye, so we've had to go in and you know, use some veterinary prescribed antibiotics.
you say that lightly. Yeah, because June 11th, you got to have a prescription from the vet.
Yeah, everything changed with that, so it doesn't make our jobs any easier, you know, especially when you feel like you have a pretty good grasp of animal husbandry. And
so you spray the purple stuff? You guys use any of that?
I don't think so.
No
purple stuff on this pink eye, huh?
No. We did work, we have been, you know, working with some fly control and some things like that.
All right, does it seem like they're just as bad as they ever been?
The flies?
Yeah.
Oh, man, we've had the flies bad this year. Of course, we've had more moisture in the past month than we've had
in the last 2 years.
Yeah, so it's been a big difference as far as just the weather has made a difference. Of course, the wind blew yesterday, but before that, we hadn't had just a whole lot of wind, and that changes things on those cattle, too.
Yeah, yesterday was probably the windiest being besides then a thunderstorm that had been in a while.
Yeah, the windmills were pumping good. I know you guys kind of cuss that wind, but I like
it. No, I don't. I got windmill out here west of town. No, I don't. I cuss it when it's blowing 50.
Well, we do too. That just tears stuff up.
What you guys got on the agenda at the ranch here in the next? What do you guys do for the 4th on the ranch? I want to hear about this.
Oh, the 4th of July on the ranch? Well, Jeremiah's volunteer fire department, so we always hang out at Arnett on the actual 4th of July. Yeah, they always have lots of fun kid stuff going on up there, and then they pop off town fireworks that night. No turtle races this year, though, so the boys are kind of crushed about that.
Go to Cheyenne. They'll have them.
Yeah,
there.
Oh, see, there's turtles everywhere. They're going to have, like, record numbers of turtle entries, I feel like.
No, why'd they cancel the turtle? Something bad happened?
Sure it's probably a PETA issue.
According to the fire department, it is because animals have rights, but I feel like they just got tired of cleaning up.
Ooh, you're in trouble when you get home with your daddy. Oh, I figured one of the turtles failed a drug test or something.
There could have been some scandal involved. We don't know for sure. There's no official word on that.
Well, I know coming up at Cheyenne, because the Oklahoma Farm Bureau is sponsoring, they got Cheyenne all day on Tuesday. They will have the swim pools open on Oklahoma Farm Bureau and then the turtle races. So,
it sounds like Cheyenne's the place to be.
Yeah. Work on that. Don't ask your dad. you better be talking nice to your mom, because your dad, you're probably going to be sleeping out in the outhouse. Bob's will guess.
Oh, yeah, probably.
But you don't care, do you?
No, not really.
He usually keeps a tent pitched in the front yard this time of year anyhow.
Uh-huh. So you said deer hunting's your favorite?
Yeah,
kill any big ones lately?
Not really.
He got a pretty good one this last year, but no monsters yet for him.
Did you get impatient? Thought you shot a big one?
No. It was like a nice 8-pointer.
You shot what you wanted, right?
Yeah, I shot what I wanted.
What rifle do you shoot?
224. said that wrong.
Yes, you did. What did you say it again?
243. Oh, man. Because John just recently got a 223 this year.
Right.
And I just thought a 220.
220.
224, for some reason, just came up in my mind.
What scope you got? What kind is it? What kind of rifle is it? Let's see. You got the 243 finally, right? Let's see if you get the rifle brand down.
Okay. I think it is it's a Winchester. It's a Winchester. I'm pretty sure it's Winchester.
Remington?
Remington, maybe.
Remington? I don't know.
Something like that.
John bought the rifle, so.
Big brother.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
So, anyway. Well, cool. What's Brother John doing today?
He is sitting at home, really.
I think he's goofing today. He's going to be a freshman this next year, so he's been gone to basketball camp. And you know how it is. You get these kids trained up where they're really good help.
Right.
And then they're gone.
They're gone.
So he's kind of in that gone most of the days. I don't know. There was some hay hauling going on up there today, too, so maybe he'll get in on
round
that.
Round bales or little squares?
Round bales.
Have you got in on the little squares yet? Hauling little squares? Stacking them?
No, we haven't.
Not this year yet. Yeah, we do. We pick up some every year just because it makes it easier when the ranch retains ownership on all of the cattle, and so we wean everything right there on the ranch. So we have like a kind of like a little feed lot, like a little starting yard kind of deal. So it just makes it easier to put hay in the bunks if you have some of those small squares around.
I got you. Makes it a lot easier.
Yeah, so we don't have to stack thousands of them, but we are in the hundreds.
We were talking about it yesterday at lunch about, you know, back in the 80s when I held some square bales, you know, they were 65 to 85 pounds. We got maybe anywhere from a nickel to a dime, and I know there's some guys out there probably got a penny that are older than me, and now it's a dollar and a quarter a bale, and you can't even find anybody to haul them.
Nobody even wants to do it anymore. Man, yeah.
You ask a kid today, what's a hay hook? I don't know. Hook a hay with? You know what a hay hook is?
Yeah, I know what a hay hook is.
Oh, yeah, he knows what a hay hook is. This
Dad's got some hanging up in the shop.
So yeah. Do you ever use them?
No,
that's what.
Yeah, he doesn't use them yet.
And we had hay hauling chaps for our pants because it'll wear a hole in jeans quick.
Yeah.
So anyway, and yesterday the reason why I was talking about it was because yesterday it was so hot, and get up towards that top layer in the back of the barn, you know.
There's no air back there.
There's no air. Just makes you want to croak. Well, let's take a quick Oklahoma Farm Bureau break. And when we come back, we're going to talk OCA business. How about that? We got the family stuff out of the way, and you're in trouble. And so, anyway, we'll come right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
I open new accounts, CDs, IRAs, help our customers with online banking, order debit cards, anything that has to do with checking accounts, savings accounts, opening those up for new customers or helping our existing customers with any issues or things that they might have with an account. They want customer service. They want someone to just know who they are, and they want someone that they can trust. I'm Tori Ashpaugh, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust at Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
It's summer, and all those fun summer nights are waiting for you. Got to get there first, and nothing like going in style in a brand new ride from Cummins Ford Lincoln in Weatherford. Jump into June and drive away in a new 2023 Ford F-150 today. The price is right, and the ride is, well, Ford tough. Best financing, best service, best Ford experts in Western Oklahoma. Cummins Ford Lincoln in Weatherford, just off I-40 at Airport Road, and online at CumminsFordWeatherford.com. Built Ford tough.
We're going abroad for the first time in years, to Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's BABBEL.com.
You don't plan for a computer virus. You don't plan to lose files. You don't plan to knock your laptop off the counter. And you don't plan for your PC to crash or your screen to freeze. But Staples has a plan. A plan for unlimited virus protection. A plan for help when you need it 24/7. Staples Total Support Plans are your tech plans for the unplanned, starting as low as $199.99. And although you didn't plan for this, right now at Staples you can also get $250 off select computers.
Your tractor has a flat tire out in the field, or you're on a construction site and your truck tire is flat. So you call down to Blair. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They come to you. Blair Tire and Feed has 8 people who work like dogs to take care of you. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed. They're at the corner of Highway 283 and 19. For on-site tire service, call 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, June 26th. 471 head were sold, 6 head of steers at 427, brought 287, 5 at 501, brought 267, 6 at 508, brought 260, 9 at 554, brought 252, 6 at 603, brought 247, 3 at 613, brought 234, 5 at 876, brought 224, 8 head of heifers at 293, brought 282, 8 at 564, brought 227, 6 at 653, brought 204, 7 at 692, brought 211, 12 at 706, brought 213, 4 at 720. 23 brought 194, 11 at 869 brought 196, butcher cows were 51 to 120, butcher bulls brought 101 to 140, 50 bred cows were 1600 to 1860, Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma, sale every Monday at 10 a.m. to consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Josh has picked the big city of Alva, Oklahoma, for your northwestern Oklahoma and northeastern Texas panhandle forecast. Currently at Alva, it's 92, feels like 93. Heat risk today is moderate, imagine that. Dew point 62, humidity is 36. No rainfall in the last 24 hours. Hopefully that changes tomorrow evening. Winds will be out of south, southeast at 4 miles an hour. Sunset at 8:58. Today, hot, 103. Tomorrow, hot, 99. 40% chance of thunderstorms tomorrow evening, 30% Saturday, high 90. Saturday night, 30% chance of thunderstorms. Sunday, 91. Monday, 92. And I can handle the 90s way better than the triple digits. Anyway, today is the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Happy Cap Hour, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. As Oklahoma's largest general farm organization with members in all 77 counties, represented by 77 county farm bureaus, our work and efforts span on all agriculture as we work to ensure state farmers and ranchers can focus on what they do best, growing and raising the most affordable, safe, and abundant food in the world. You can easily join the Roger Mills Farm Bureau by going by their office. Hey, you don't even have to live in Roger Mills County. I'm a member of it, and I live in Beckham County, so I want you guys to keep that in mind. Go by their office in Cheyenne. Memberships are $37.50 and comes with many benefits like insurance, life insurance, free roadside assistance, and discounts with various businesses. 580-497-2579, okfarmbureau.org is their website. Easy to do. If not, get in touch with Monty Tucker, since he's being nosy with us today, isn't he? And get a hold of him, and he'll lead you in the right direction. Also, Monty Tucker, I just had one of your beef sticks for the first time with the cheese in it.
Ooh, how are they?
Oh, dude. I bought it at Southbound there in Sayre, and jalapeno and cheese, it was excellent. It was good. So, anyway, congratulations on expanding the Tucker family beef products. It was good. No joke. It was really good. I'm not doing it because I like or dislike Monty, but I did like that beef stick. So, anyway, it was really good. Well, back joining me in the studio today is Lori and Josh Campbell. And we took the first segment just to rile Josh up and get him in trouble and talk about his 224 rifle. And so you'll never hear the last of that one from me. Sorry, son. Don't step on your toes around me. Anyway, Lori Campbell is the representative for the Northwest and Southwest and for the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. You guys got some major events coming up. But before we get there, tell us about what's happened with the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association this year in the past 6-7 months.
Oh, gosh. Well, we could talk for a long time about all of that. That's part of what makes Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association so worthy to be a part of, because we are in all kinds of different things. Just here in the last couple weeks, we had a sporting clay shoot.
How'd that go?
That went really great. I didn't get to go up there for it, but speaking of Monty, he took the whole family up there and they shot together, and I heard that Danielle won a vest, and so those kind of things benefit our foundation. So that's where the money for the scholarships and wildfire relief, that's where all of that money comes from, is the foundation. Of course, we always have a lobbyist up there taking care of us at the Capitol. They're actually cooking for some of the legislators today because they've got that special
session. By the PETA sign with the governor?
Yeah, the governor with the PETA sign. We're the ones that provide the meat for that. We help encourage those kind of activities all of the time.
Imagine that.
Yeah, so we're really lucky to have Michael Kelsey up there representing us at the Capitol. So that's a big part of, you know, what the Cattlemen's Association does. But we, of course, have district meetings. There's 6 different districts that we have Oklahoma split into. So like you said, I'm in the Northwest and the Southwest, and we do different county meetings. You know, there's a lot of the counties.
You guys got those on the farm site meetings going on all the time.
All the time. There is not a down month that we don't have some kind of a meeting, or, you know, like the Dust Bowl days or an activity to attend. There's always something going on.
Right. So are you going to bring something for the parade over the Dust Bowl days? Because this is not just for Sayre. This is for all Western Oklahoma, just a reminder, in Eastern Texas Panhandle, a reminder. Well, it was pretty tough back then.
Yeah, we have in the past. Last year we missed out because John was showing his horse at the 4-H state show. But the year before that, we had both sides of Jeremiah's family had floats in the parade, and then we also rode our horses and carried flags. So we might come down and do that again. That'd be fun.
I'm thinking you'd fit right in on that Friday night ranch fun deal going on. Because I've seen rangers and horses and stuff flying dust across the river. I've seen some crazy stuff going on that night.
Yeah,
that day, that was that afternoon.
Yeah,
that first
it was hot. Jeremiah had I think he was in there with Vandy Silk, and they did pretty good.
Oh, that's scary, those two.
Well, Vandy was on the ranger and Jeremiah was on the horse.
That's
maybe
more
if they
like
traded spots, that might get a
that
little
would
bit
be,
more fun.
That would be more fun. Anyway, that would be fun. Josh, you got an admirer on the text line.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if it's a girl or not, but it says, hi, Josh.
Ooh.
Ooh. Do we want to talk women now?
No.
Okay. Let's go on with the OCA stuff then. How about that? Yeah, because I know you've had it at the Davis Farms.
Yes.
You have these county meetings, right?
Yeah, and they do district meetings in the springtime and what they call fall gatherings in
right.
the fall. So we
right.
try to move those around. So we were at Davis's and Cook's
yep.
last fall.
Yep.
So that was a great time.
And then he
there.
Was at the Metcalf Museum
yep,
for
Metcalf
up around.
Metcalf Museum. I think those were
I can't
the two
remember
for the
them
Southwest.
All. I know I talked about them. I just can't remember them all.
To be honest, Jimmy, I can't remember them all either.
So you got those will start firing up when? What, September, October?
September, yes,
yeah.
sir.
All right, cool. So anyway, the next big event.
Yeah, so the next big event is the 71st Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show. Get your pens out. That's July 21st and 22nd. We'll be at the Embassy Suites in Norman, Oklahoma. And the theme this year is past preserved, present prepared. And I know you guys talked a lot. Got to have Donnell Brown come out to Canadian this year for their big conference. Well, he is also the MC for ours, and he'll be our
keynote
speaker.
Oh, he'll be good.
He is fantastic. Guys, if you did not get to listen to him in person up there, I mean, he is just a really high-quality individual, him and his wife both. And they're fifth generation to be on the R.A. Brown Ranch down there at Throckmorton, and just fantastic people with a fantastic program. I mean, I just can't say enough great things about
and their
him
son.
And his family. Yeah, and his son. He's
Mr.
got some great,
TikTok.
Yes, he's got a great TikTok. They have just great job of doing beef advocacy. I mean, just specialists in that.
Right. Yeah. And his son and their one of their interns was working the deal out there at Canadian, and they were doing a really good job. And they're so friendly.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not so good not to
they're
talk
not
to.
They're not uppity at
yeah,
all.
Yeah,
no,
I know
they're
not.
They're great people, just good ranchers, and really have a good handle on a lot of different things about the beef business, whether that's genetics or keeping things profitable. One of the programs that Donnell does is keeping the ranch in the family and the family in the ranch.
Right.
And that's a great presentation.
Yeah,
because
his son, what's his name, son's name again?
Tucker.
Yeah, Tucker. He said, "Oh, you're the guy that got my dad out of AI and so he could be on your show." And I, yeah.
Oh.
He started kind of a little bickering going on. I said, "Well, your dad wasn't complaining." So anyway, it was all good. But then those are really good people. And I'm excited because this is going to be my first OCA convention.
Oh, that'll be fantastic.
Yeah.
Josh and I were talking on the way up how long he's been going to convention with us. And we thought maybe this would be his fourth year.
You're four ahead of me.
Well, don't worry. He'll be able to show you where all the cool stuff is.
All right, cool. Yeah. And, hey, don't be bringing your women folk over by me. Don't get me in trouble. So, anyway, but there's so that's exciting. And so what all, like on the 21st, what's going on the 21st?
Okay, so on Friday the 21st, they're going to have kind of how this opens is everybody has time to get in, get registered. If you don't already have your registration done, you can do that on site, but it's going to cost you $25 extra. So hint, hint, you need to go ahead and get that done before the middle of July. Make sure you get your hotel rooms booked at the Embassy Suites in Norman, and you're going to want those because you're going to want to stay over. So they'll have a trade show that's open all day, every day from like 8 to 8, give or take a little bit. You need to check the schedule. But then within that, they'll have their keynote speakers, and then we also have 6 different cattlemen's education series. So Morgan Pfeiffer's doing one of those. We have a really cool one that I want to highlight today, too, for the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture, Food, and Forestry, so for your ODAF. They're going to have an actual meeting of the ODAF board at our convention.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so I actually got to talk to Nakona Cook about this a little bit.
He's on that board. You talked to the right guy, didn't you?
Yes, he is on that board. So just to kind of give you an idea of what that entails, what you can expect. He said there are 9 different divisions, and each of those divisions kind of comes in with a report about what they've been doing and, you know, kind of the expenditures that they've had, the needs that they have. So they get to hear about each of those divisions. So they've got everything from, I just find this fascinating that there's so many different things that ODAF takes care of. So obviously Secretary Arthur is appointed by the governor, and I mean, there's things, they have everything from a lab to consumer protection to ag, environmental management, wildlife services. Nakona told me something I thought was really interesting this morning. So say that there's a store in your area and they're advertising that they're selling a product for a certain price. Well, there's people from ODAF that actually go in there and check to make sure that the advertised price is what you're actually getting charged.
Really?
Yeah. So I found that fascinating.
Sneaky.
Yeah. So everything from your, you know, like I said, your wildlife services to consumer protection, that all falls underneath that ODAF.
Yeah.
Window.
Our county trappers that we have.
Yes.
They're under that.
They're under that. And so the guys or the women on the board, they get to see reports from that. Nakona said, you know, they'd have 500 page reports every month that they go through. So the actual board meeting, don't be scared though, the actual board meeting's only like an hour. And, you know, so it's just like the official reading of those type of things. But
so 500 pages, 1 hour, what's that figure out to? A little over 7 pages per minute?
Yeah, they're flipping pretty
they're
fast.
They're pretty good.
No, they don't have to go through every single thing there. But I did find that interesting that they have just that amount of information that comes on. And then Nakona said sometimes they will have somebody come in, you know, like a lawyer that's representing an entity. So one of the big things that they get, ODAF assigns the fines. So, like if they're, when it comes to things like medical marijuana, there is no pesticide that's labeled for use on marijuana. So if OMMA is testing that marijuana and it comes up with a residue of some kind of herbicide, pesticide, whatever, then they're going to be they're going to put a fine on that because there's none of that that's labeled specifically for that.
Yeah, that's a really touchy subject with farmers.
Yeah, well, it is because off-label use, but at the end of the day, it's all about food safety.
Right.
It's all about, it's kind of the same thing like we were hinting around about the antibiotics.
What, you've never smoked any Roundup? No.
I mean, what could go wrong?
What could really go wrong? So I take it Secretary of Agriculture Blaine's going to be there?
Yes, Secretary Blaine Arthur will be there.
Cool.
And if you haven't ever had a chance to be around her in person, she is also a just a really fantastic individual.
Yeah, she's a down-to-earth cattle lady.
Yes, so she's actually a horse lady. I don't know if you knew that. But
oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's actually how I knew her and her sisters before that. And her dad was like a famous horse breeder. I kind of get giddy just thinking about it, but he was a famous horse breeder back before any of the new age things came along.
Yeah. So original stock.
Yes, original stock. And she knows about horses and she knows about cattle in the real world.
Well, let's take an Oklahoma Farm Bureau break. And when we come back, I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden long ranger forecast. And we'll finish up with a little bit on the convention and talk a little bit about the OCA Ranch Rodeo coming up also, because that sounds fun.
It is fun.
It is fun. All right, we'll be right back.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Oklahoma is an incredible mix of cultures and people. That's what makes our state great. Alcohol and substance use impact far too many individuals, families, and communities. Know your risks and how to help yourself, family, and friends. Visit OKAMReady.org for more information or call or text 988, Oklahoma's Mental Health Lifeline. This program is funded by Oklahoma Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Prevention Services, Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, the Center of Substance Abuse Prevention, and Southwestern Oklahoma Development Authority.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with HiPro. For HiPro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock, and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done. Every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erie. Call 526-3070.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water Experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water Experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Hey, Today in Ag listeners, this is Jared Clark with South Star JCB. We carry a variety of wheel loaders, excavators, telehandlers, skid steers, and several other types of equipment. Please give me a call at 469-325-7466. That's 469-325-7466. Check us out on the web, southstartxjcb.com. That's southstartxjcb.com. I'd love to sell you one. Thank you and God bless you.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, let's check it out. Hobart Farm and Garden. Let me do this real quick. Sorry. We were talking, of course. I'm going to go with Altus for your forecast for the Hobart Farm and Garden. Currently in Altus, it's 93 degrees. Actually, we're warmer in Elk City than they are in Altus. That's a change. 64 is the dew point. Oh, wait a minute. It just updated. 102 in Altus. 103 is what it feels like. Dew point 60. Humidity is 25. Wind south-southwest, 12 miles an hour. The wind gust up to 18 right now. Sunset at 8:54. 105 is your high today. 101 is your high tomorrow. Then you have a 30% chance of thunderstorms tomorrow evening, 40% Saturday with 93 being a high, and 40% Saturday night. Everybody cross their fingers that all western Oklahoma and the eastern Texas Panhandle get some storms this weekend. It'd be really nice. Sunday, 94 degrees. Monday, 96 degrees. That is your forecast. So back to Mr. Lori. Finish up on Saturday. We did Friday. What's happening Saturday?
Yeah, so we got through Friday. On Saturday, then we're going to come in with Steve Swaffer. He's with Noble, but he used to work as the executive director for No-Till on the Plains. I know you're always talking, Jimmy, about soil health, and so he's going to be our specialist that comes in.
Oh, and this guy,
he knows his
stuff. He knows.
So that's going to be a super interesting thing, and he talks a lot about different ways that you can utilize grazing in addition to your farming and how those can complement each other. So that's going to be an awesome one. Saturday.
Is Jimmy Taylor going to be talking?
I don't know if Jimmy's officially talking, but he'll definitely be there.
That was awesome. Good comeback. I'm mad at him.
You're mad at him? I didn't know that.
Yeah, last couple times he's come back from getting cattle at the Gage, he takes a picture of pack saddles. He goes, but it makes it look like he stopped, but he hasn't, because he's not allowed to stop there without me to get calf fries and a cold beer.
He has to have the proper people with him.
He's got to have, well, you got to have backup.
Yeah, but it's true.
I carry a 224 in my truck.
You and Josh Campbell.
Yeah. You're not going to hear the last of that one. So it sounds like a great event. And like I said, if they got any questions on the cattlemen's convention, what they got?
Yes, on convention, anything that you ever need to know about the Cattlemen's Association, you can go to www.okcattlemen.org. And they're going to have different speaker bios on there. And we've also got Dr. Daryl Peel coming in. He's our marketing specialist. And if you want to feel not very smart, you just listen to this guy talk, because he can run some numbers. And he's got a really good track record when it comes to talking about markets and where they're going up or down. We've also got some stuff coming in. They've got a meat fabrication process and the different ways you need to handle your cattle to make sure that you're not unintentionally messing with your carcass. So, yeah, between that, and then there's also all kinds of opportunities. We'll have a band on Friday night and on Saturday night. They've got their awards banquet Saturday night. So be sure and check it out, www.okcattlemen.org. Get your registrations in. Get your hotel rooms reserved. It's going to be a great time.
And really, the easiest way to keep up is just join.
If you would just join, then it's you can get $100? An email. It's $100 a year. You guys blow more than that on your Netflix account.
Or Hula.
Or that, too.
Well, because this has become my favorite magazine.
Yeah, so Jimmy's holding up his Oklahoma Cowman magazine. It comes out every month. This is a fantastic publication.
Are those your boots with your 224?
Joshua's boots are not on the cover, but Jimmy was pointing to some pink ones.
Well, man, they went by fast. That hour went by fast. So anyway, the music's playing and we're done. And Lori and Josh Campbell, thanks for coming in. Nice to finally get to meet you, young man. And stay away from your dad when you get home.
So, good luck.
Yeah, good luck with that. Anyway, we'll see you guys tomorrow. And it's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. God bless.